For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keeping you up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon with a high of 91, 73 in Suwannee. What's going on, Kara?
We'll talk about the newest events and sports that have been added to this year's Olympic Games, and it's kind of interesting. I'll get to that in just a second, but everybody loves a good old game of Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
You hear some of the craziest answers to fairly simple questions. I do think it's really interesting how people's brains work when they're under pressure. You see it all the time when we play Are You Smarter Than Kara? People in the car, they say all the time, oh, I can beat you. I do it every time in the car. But when it's game time,
oh,
and
yeah,
you're under pressure and you got to come up with these answers, it's funny to see what people say. So Steve Harvey had a hilarious reaction to one contestant's answer, dubbing it the stupidest yet.
Women love a man in uniform. Men love a woman in what?
I'm going to get myself in trouble with my wife, but the kitchen.
Yeah, I got to tell you.
I'm not going home.
That's about the stupidest thing you could have said.
Now, it's one thing for him to say that as his answer, but who's the guy in the background there that's clapping along saying, good answer,
oh, you know
answer.
It's got to be somebody in his family. Because you've got to, like, try and pump them up and think that
oh,
it's going to be there.
Gosh.
That's what they want on the show. It brings the pizzazz.
You know, Jeff got himself into big trouble right there, and somebody else on the panel decided, you know what? I'm going to jump in front of this.
I'm going to cheer for that.
Still not the funniest Family Feud answer of all time. This is the greatest moment in Family Feud history right here.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
You pie. Huh?
Classic.
I love Naked Grandma. Naked Grandma is always my favorite
I
answer.
Find that one.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house.
Now, we are used to seeing events like gymnastics and track and field and swimming during the Summer Olympics. Those are the biggies.
Right.
But this year, there's a few new sports and events. And although many sports try, actually getting into the Olympic program is really tough. It's a complex process that can take years.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they've been trying to get pole dancing in there for a really long time. So I don't know. Maybe after some of these things have recently come on, they'll give it a chance. But there's some new sports and events that are making the cut. Kiteboarding.
Kiteboarding?
Yeah, where you're like on a surfboard and you got a kite and you got to like flip up in the air and do crazy stunts. Kayak cross. So traditionally there was like a kayak event where it was a single person, and now this is like a full-on competition where they're running like multiple different events all in the kayak.
Nice.
Men are going to be included in artistic swimming for the first time.
Synchronized?
Any of the artistic swimmings. And if you're a product of the 80s, you're going to love this one. Breaking.
Oh, breakdancing?
They've added breakdancing to the Olympic Games.
Ooh,
for the first time since
awesome.
It hit the scene in the 1970s. I know I was a kid that had the cardboard in my garage and
oh,
tried
yeah.
to do as many moves as I possibly could. Break In and Break In 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Oh, geez,
were my
Kara.
Favorite movies ever. I think I watched them a million times.
You walk into the event in Paris with a giant boombox
yes.
on your shoulder.
Want to win Kara's money? Play Are You Smarter Than Kara every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for a chance to take $100 of her money.
Woo! All right.
Tad, Drex, and Kara. Weekday mornings on B98.5. Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible.
Can you do it?
Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews, Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Molly in Atlanta.
Morning.
Can you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Get out of the studio, girl.
I'm gone, Molly. Good luck.
Kara will step out. I'm going to ask you five trivia questions, then bring Kara back in for the same exact questions. If you can somehow answer more right than Kara, she'll have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one, Molly. A new documentary on the Brat Pack is out on Hulu. Name two members of the Brat Pack.
Rob Lowe and Molly Ringwald.
Question number two. Kate Winslet's now saying she actually did not feud with the director of the movie Titanic. Who directed Titanic?
Oh, gosh.
He also did Avatar.
James Cameron.
Question number three. Pixar's Inside Out 2 comes out this weekend. There are five emotions shown in the original Inside Out. They include sadness, anger, disgust, fear, and what?
Joy.
Question number four. Oprah was hospitalized with a stomach virus and missed a scheduled TV appearance on her best friend's morning show program. Who's Oprah's best friend?
Gail.
And number five, Kevin Spacey says after 7 years fighting in court, he has lost his home and has no money. Kevin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in The Usual What's?
The Usual Suspects.
Oh, my goodness. Kara is not going to be happy because you got all five right. I'm not going to tell Kara whether or not. She is shaking her head right now looking at me saying, you. I can't even say what she's saying.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
So I won't tell Kara whether she's wrong or right until the end. Kara, let's see how you do with the same questions. You got to get all of them right in order to win.
Here we go.
Name two members of the Brat Pack.
Oh, gosh. Why did you do this to me?
We're going to
need
an answer.
Why am I, like, totally blanking right now?
Brat
I can't
Pack.
Think of. I know. I can't think of any of their names. Matthew McCarthy? No.
Dude, I'm going to have to mark you wrong.
Emilio Estevez?
Let's go through the rest of the questions just to see how you would have done. Who directed Titanic?
Who directed Titanic?
Yeah.
Spielberg?
Also did Avatar.
Cameron?
Should we stop?
Cameron?
Do you want it? Michael Cameron? James Cameron. I'm marking you zero on that. The emotions on Inside Out include sadness, anger, disgust, fear, and what?
Happiness.
Question
You know
four.
I've never seen Inside Out.
Who's Oprah's best friend?
Gail King.
Oh my gosh, she's on the board. Finally, question five. Kevin Spacey movie, The Usual
Suspects.
She got two out of five. So, Molly in Atlanta, are you smarter than Kara?
I think so.
Yeah.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
I would definitely say so.
That
I give up my crown today, Molly.
You get tickets to Counting Crows in Santana and $100 of Kara's money.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so excited.
For everybody else, what just happened there is probably going to happen again. Tomorrow's Friday.
Great,
I'm writing the questions.
Dress
is out.
It's Father's Day weekend.
Perfect
I'm going to be negative
out of money
going into the weekend.
Father's Day is canceled.
You tell Ryan that.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
All right, this is a segment we do on the show every week where we give advice. So if you've got an issue, you want to hit the panic button, you call us at 404-741-0985. Good morning, Sasha.
Hi, guys. I've got to hit the panic button.
What's going on? There's something with your kid at camp?
So we just dropped off our 10-year-old son at sleepaway camp last weekend, and he already wants to come home, and my mom guilt is off the charts.
How long is the camp? When is he supposed to come home?
It's 6 weeks, and it's the longest he's ever been away from home. I mean, it's just horrible.
My gosh. Okay.
Has he ever been to camp before? Is this his first camp experience?
He's been camping, but, you know,
but he's never been
to camp. Not like a true camp.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
This is, you know, and it was my husband's idea. He was like, yes, it'll help him, like, I don't know, just like to socialize better, to be away from us. But it's a terrible idea, and I want to pull the plug immediately. I'm so stressed.
So your husband doesn't agree. You want to go pick up your son right away. And how old is your kid?
Yes. He's 10. He's 10. And we've already received multiple letters already how homesick he is and the horrible conditions he's having to suffer through. Mosquitoes are eating him alive. And he said that the camp counselors are doing nothing to help calm him down. In fact, they're like making it worse by telling him scary ghost stories and making him wake up at 6:30 a.m. and make his bed before he gets to eat breakfast. That's not my kid. That's not what he needs.
But homesick isn't make your bed. Homesick is I want my mommy. Is this
right.
The first time he's away from you guys?
Yes. And I'm ready to leave right now to go pick him up. I am like ready to get in the car.
Your husband is against this? He wants to leave him there?
He thinks I'm overreacting. But the camp even called us and asked if we were going to come get him. They don't even have Wi-Fi there. He keeps telling me our son needs to toughen it up. I think he's only saying this because the camp is not going to refund our money if we go get him now, but I don't know.
And also, 6 weeks away from your child, that's quite the vacation.
Yeah, we were planning to go to the Ritz at Lake Oconee, and of course, you know, with him tagging along, that will not be quite as fun. But I just don't know what to do. I'm beside myself. He does not deserve to suffer for 6 weeks just so his parents can have a chill summer.
Keep listening to our show. We're going to turn this over to our audience. You're wondering whether or not you should defy your husband's wishes. You say you've got the keys in your hand right now. You're ready to go get your kid, but your husband is saying, don't do it.
I'm ready to go get my kid.
All right, Sasha, sit tight. What do you think? Should Sasha drive to the camp right now and pick up her child or give it more time? 404-741-0985 if you've got some advice for her.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
He said not the panic.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Sasha called in needing advice.
So she and her husband sent their 10-year-old off to summer camp for the first time, but it's for 6 weeks. And after not even a full week at camp, they've been getting letters and phone calls saying how miserable he is. There's no Wi-Fi. The bugs are eating him alive. They're making him wake up early to make his bed before breakfast. So he's a little homesick, but I think it's just kind of the first time being away from mom and dad. Well, Sasha's ready to grab the keys right now and go get her son, but her husband says, wait a minute, let him stick it out. He needs to toughen up. He'll be just fine. They're not going to get any of their money back from this summer camp if they go scoop him up. And they had some romantic plans for this weekend.
Yeah, you're making it sound like dad's like, oh, toughen it up. It's good for him. But dad cares about two things, money and romance time at the Ritz-Carlton. 404-741-0985. Should Sasha go pick up her kid at camp or leave him there? What do you think, Ashley and Noonan?
Go. She definitely needs to go get him, like, now. 6 weeks, absolutely not. I could see a week, but 6 weeks, hell no. I mean, heck no, sorry. Heck no.
This is his first time at camp, and there is no end in sight. It's like they're dumping him for most of the summer.
Yeah.
They never did a training session, like a 1 week or a weekend?
That's a little much.
At 10 years old? No. And I have a 10-year-old, and I absolutely, there's no way. Plus, you don't know these counselors, like, you don't know these people that are with him. And, I mean, with the way the world is today, 6 weeks? Oh, no. I would have left yesterday.
Ashley, that last thing you said, absolutely. You don't know the counselors. Mm. You don't know the counselors, which is why, and if my son is listening, I'm sorry, you are never, ever doing a sleepover at anywhere but home. When you're 18, you can start doing the sleepovers.
You won't even send
him
to sleepaway camp?
I wouldn't send him to sleepaway camp. I wouldn't send him to an exchange program. None of it.
Listen, like I said, 6 weeks is a long time, especially for a 10-year-old. But like a week or a weekend doesn't sound too terrible, especially if you do get to know who the counselors are and have some kind of like session beforehand.
Maybe. I've heard horror stories. if you've heard horror stories, 404-741-0985. All that said, like, I would never send my kid in the first place, but these people have made that decision to do that. So I don't know what I would do in this case, because now if you go to pick him up, he's controlling everything in your world. But if you leave him there, then he's traumatized and he is talking about his therapist.
I get that. But there are horror stories about just about everything. But there's also really great stories about things that happen at camp and friendships that blossom and new skills that are learned and the independence that's fostered in these kids when they get the chance to go and do that.
Excellent points. Angela Locust Grove.
She should not go and get the child. Let the child stay there. It's like that song, Camp Granada. If you, the child's not having fun right now. Now, unless it's an emergency, they're, you know, they got poison ivy or, you know, something like that, yes, I can understand. But just because the child's not happy, give it a little bit of time. Give it one more day. Give it another extra day.
Who wants to bring a child with poison ivy back into the home? Wait till he's cured of that, please.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know, this idea of giving him more time, it's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. Tuesday of this week, my son is at School of Rock doing their camp, and he was like, I'm the worst drummer ever. This is the worst. Yesterday, I pick him up. He's like, yeah, I got 3 songs down. This is the greatest time. And so it takes, there is an adjustment period.
Absolutely.
A kid going into camp, he's going to be there for 6 weeks. That's a bigger deal. He doesn't see the end. The end is not in sight.
And especially going for the first time, not knowing what to expect and not and feeling, yes, homesick a little bit because you're away from mom and dad, but maybe they just haven't gotten to the things that light him up, the activities that light him up and that he's interested in.
And he'll make friends.
Yes, yes.
What do you think? Go get him. Leave him there. 404-741-0985 if you want to join the conversation. Or you can leave us a quick message on the open mic of the B98.5 app.
You've got a problem.
Are you freaking out? Don't freak out. Don't freak out.
Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
Helping Sasha out this morning. She called. She's distressed. She's got her keys in her hand, and she's ready to drive to camp.
She sent her kid off for 6 weeks at summer camp, and within the first week, he called saying, Mom, come get me. And now she doesn't know what to do.
He's 10. Should she go get him? Husband says, no, we won't get our money back. We have romance time scheduled. Deborah and Decatur.
Yes.
You think they should go get this kid?
Absolutely, I do. I think the stuff he's saying sounds just awful, and I think it'll traumatize him. He's not going to forget this.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated. Sorry, Rebecca is next in Powder Springs. What do you say, Rebecca?
I heard 3 things. First of all, that he has to get up early. There are bugs and there's no Wi-Fi. And I just think he has to stick it out. To be honest.
If that's what he's complaining about, no Wi-Fi, there are mosquitoes. Yes, that's camp.
I mean, did you not know what you were getting yourself into?
Right. I hadn't thought about that. He did. She was like, he's had to get up early. He's had to make his bed. Could you imagine the horror? Cameron in Powder Springs.
She needs to leave him at camp. The entire point of sleepaway camp is to not be on their internet. It's supposed to be able to make friends, socialize, talk to people, learn life skills.
Yeah, you do run the risk that if you pull him out of there now, what would have happened the other 5 weeks? What kinds of lifelong friends would he have made?
But you also don't want him to feel like you've just tossed him out and abandoned him if he really is needing to come home.
This is why you should not have kids.
Stop.
If you're listening to this and you don't have kids already and you realize, yeah, you can't even send them to camp without being a horrible parent. Christian Griffin.
There's no winning.
Oh, my gosh. She needs to leave him. She needs to go visit him, find out who's in his cabin.
Going there would be a huge mistake. Unless you're going to pick him up, you're going to go there, get his
and
hopes
make him
up.
More homesick.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she goes and she doesn't see him, but she goes and kind of like is incognito in the background and can kind of observe what's happening. And then she can talk to the counselors and meet some of the people who are kind of in charge of him.
Exactly.
And get a better feel of what's actually going on.
So you're suggesting she lurk in the bushes. Leave 100%. It to the lady who has been monitoring her neighbor's activities.
I would be in the bushes with my binoculars all day long. What's going on over here?
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
Kara's husband has several drones that she will deploy.
100%.
They thought the mosquitoes were bad. Wait till you see those things buzzing around.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Father's Day is this weekend, and Sue, you have been getting some help from your husband getting ready for the big day.
And I feel kind of terrible. He's been doing everything. He's mowing the lawn, getting the groceries for the grill. It's just he's been running around.
Dad is scurrying around making preparations for his big day. Does that make sense?
It's not like he's a father yet, right? Oh. We don't have any kids.
Oh, okay.
So who's this all for?
My dad.
Okay. And what's the issue?
Well, I got so wrapped up with my own Father's Day plans, I completely forgot about his dad.
Oh.
His dad passed away in the fall.
Oh, no.
And he honestly completely slipped my mind. And it's his first Father's Day without him.
So you've had your husband running around town, getting ready for your father's Father's Day, and you said he's been acting irritated, and you think the reason is because his father passed away. He doesn't have his own dad to celebrate.
I really didn't mean any harm.
Have you talked to him about this? Like on your own?
It's a scary thing for me to broach because I don't know if it's going to turn into an argument. Mm.
Sit tight. We'll get him on and we'll help you ask forgiveness, okay?
Thank you.
It's never too late to apologize with Tad, Drex, and Kara. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Sue needs to ask her husband Michael's forgiveness because she's been having Michael run around do all these errands to honor her father for Father's Day when she forgot that Michael lost his father in the fall and this is going to be his first Father's Day without his dad. That might explain Michael's change in mood. He's been very irritable lately. Sue, sit tight. We're going to talk to him for a couple of minutes here.
Yeah, hello?
Is this Michael?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, it's Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
What's up?
We were just talking about Father's Day and understand that you lost your dad.
Honestly, I don't know why my wife has me doing all of this stuff running around for her dad.
Well, do you think maybe, Michael, that it would make you feel a little bit better to honor her dad?
My dad has nothing to do with this.
Okay.
I just know that I'm going to slip through the cracks. You know, and I was hoping that with my dad gone, that the attention would finally be on me.
Your wife told us that you're not a dad.
Excuse me?
Your wife said that you guys don't have kids.
We don't have kids. You're not a father. Why would I?
Oh, wait, I'm not a father?
So, Michael, just to let you know, this is a feature on our show we call Forgive and Forget. Your wife was calling to ask your forgiveness because she said that she's been asking you to run around to celebrate Father's Day for her dad. But now you're saying it's not about your dad. It's about you.
I'm still trying to figure out how she's telling me I'm not a dad. All right, Sue, do you want to explain that to Groucho?
Groucho?
Is that your son's name?
That's our ferret.
A ferret?
Well, a ferret, with all due respect, is not...
Don't say it. Don't do that. Groucho
Michael? You're being a little ridiculous. It's a ferret.
How am I being ridiculous?
Well, the Father's Day is usually about being the father to a child.
I don't feel like I could ever get the amount of unconditional love from a child that... I give him
Michael.
I'm not even being crazy. Like he's
Michael.
Our fur baby.
No, sweetheart. No, my love. I did not want Groucho. He's disgusting. He's just a long rat who steals my keys. Wow. I'm not getting you a Father's Day present for Groucho.
Wow. He's just a long rat now. Like all that affection you show him, he's just a long rat around the house now. Okay.
Michael, I don't want to be rude, but is it possible that you haven't properly grieved the loss of your father and you're sort of trying to replace him with Groucho?
I really couldn't wait to get my father out of the way. Like, so like this is my time. This is my moment.
At this point, I feel like our job is to convince Sue. Sue, you got to get him something.
I'll get you a cage that you and Groucho can live in together.
Michael, this feature is called Forgive and Forget. Sue is asking your forgiveness. Does she get it?
I'll ask your forgiveness tonight.
Does the ferret sleep with you guys?
Oh, hell no.
He won't be there tonight, I'll tell you that much.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
He couldn't wait to get his father out of the way so that Groucho could properly celebrate him.
Oh, my gosh.
Coming up tomorrow... This is a Father's Day Forgive and Forget for the ages. Christy hasn't spoken to her dad in 15 years.
Whoa.
But she says she's been in therapy and she's ready to finally ask his forgiveness.
And we get to do that?
Tomorrow morning, 7 a.m.
Like what you hear?
Yes.
Yes.
Listen live to Tad, Drex, and Kara weekday mornings from 5 to 10. Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters, partly cloudy. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon with a high of 91. It's 74 in Ellenwood. What's going on, Kara?
Tell you about this real-life celebrity wife swap that's happening and is still going strong close to a year in just a second. But there are some real cool freebies to look forward to next week. Kroger is planning on making the longest day of the year the most delicious for ice cream fans. So on Thursday, June 20th, you'll be able to get a free pint of Kroger brand ice cream. But you do have to download a coupon first. You got to get that thing at freekrogericecream.com. And if you are a Chick-fil-A app user, next week between June 17th and 23rd, you can check out their new maple pepper bacon sandwich. Oh. The offer will show up in your app. I tried one this week and it is so good.
Oh, you've tried this already?
Yeah, it came out on Monday. And, you know, whenever something new comes out at the drive-thru, I've got to check it out.
It's a fried chicken. It's the regular number one, but
you can get it grilled or fried, and it's got pepper jack cheese on it, maple bacon, spicy pickles.
Say it slower.
Oh, it was so good.
Dude.
You got to get that.
Listen, if you're at Chick-fil-A, you're getting a sandwich except maple syrup and bacon on it. You go fried on that.
Oh.
Every time.
I did. And the peach milkshake is back, too.
Oh,
so if that's your thing, that's not the freebie, but sometimes you just have to break for a peach milkshake.
Meanwhile, your bestie's in the car behind you saying,
Don't do it, Kara. The worst. Now, back in November of 2022, a major bombshell was revealed when the world found out that GMA co-hosts Amy Robach and TJ Holmes were having a sordid affair. But it turns out that that affair could have been the best thing that could have happened to all four people involved. TJ's ex-wife, Marilee Feibig, and Amy's ex-husband, Andrew Hsu, bonded over the trauma of being cheated on, and they've been dating on close to a year now.
What?
Amy and TJ are also still going strong, but crazy how that worked out.
It's a true wife swap.
It really
husband
is.
Swap, and it kind of, like, it's so crazy, but mm-hmm. it makes all the sense in the world.
Right, because they saw the same values in the other person.
Maybe slightly better. Maybe
right.
a slight upgrade.
Exactly.
But yeah, they have the same sort of personalities.
I mean, slight upgrade because they're not getting cheated on.
Yeah, Andrew
Hsu. The other two were the cheaters and like the ones that got cheated on. I mean.
Oh, they bonded over making voodoo dolls of their exes.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.